これから2019年度第2回国連英検 D 級のリスニングテストを始めます。1、短い英文1から10を聞いて、その応答として最も適切なものをそれぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Number one.
May I ask where you're from? May I ask where you're from?
Number two. Are you ready for your homestay in England? Are you ready for your homestay in England?Number three.
How did your trip to Hokkaido go last weekend? How did your trip to Hokkaido go last weekend?
Number four. How would you like your eggs? How would you like your eggs?Number five.
Have you finished your meal yet? Have you finished your meal yet?
Number six. Would you like to order something to drink first? Would you like to order something to drink first?Number seven.
Are you a coffee person or a tea person? Are you a coffee person or a tea person?
Number eight. Wow, summer in Japan is very hot.Wow.Summer in Japan is very hot. Number nine.
Could you help me with my homework? Could you help me with my homework?
Number ten. How do you usually go to school?How do you usually go to school?
Two. 対話11から20を聞いて、その最後の文に対する応答として最も適切なものをそれぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Number 11.
Are you a junior high school student?
No, I'm not.
What grade are you in? Are you a junior high school student?
No, I'm not.
What grade are you in?
Number 12.
What are you interested in?
I like basketball.
Oh, are you a good player? What are you interested in?
I like basketball.
Oh, are you a good player?
Number 13.
May I help you?
Yes.I'm looking for a sweater for my son.
Certainly. How about this blue one? May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a sweater for my son.
Certainly. How about this blue one?
Number 14.
What's wrong with you? You look pale.
I got a cold from my daughter.
Do you have a fever? What's wrong with you? You look pale.
I got a cold from my daughter.
Do you have a fever?
Number 15.
Hi, it's been a long time since I saw you last.
Great to see you again.
How are you getting along these days? Hi, it's been a long time since I saw you last.
Great to see you again.
How are you getting along these days?
Number 16.
I must be going now. It was a nice party.
Nice meeting you.
I really enjoyed your dinner. I must be going now. It was a nice party.
Nice meeting you.
I really enjoyed your dinner.
Number 17.
Hello, number 16 restaurant. How may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to make a reservation for dinner tonight.
May I ask for what time and for how many? Hello, number 16 restaurant. How may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to make a reservation for dinner tonight.
May I ask for what time and for how many?
Number 18.
Could you do me a favor?
Sure. What can I do for you?
Carry this heavy bag upstairs, please. Could you do me a favor?
Sure. What can I do for you?
Carry this heavy bag upstairs, please.
Number 19.
Why don't we go on a picnic tomorrow?
Good idea. I wonder if it'll be fine.
The weather report says it won't rain tomorrow. Why don't we go on a picnic tomorrow?
Good idea. I wonder if it'll be fine.
The weather report says it won't rain tomorrow.
Number 20.
Thanks for helping me.
Anytime.
I'll buy you lunch next time. Thanks for helping me.
Anytime.
I'll buy you lunch next time.
Three. 対話21から30を聞いて、その質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、それぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Number 21.
What happened to your arm, Brian?
Oh, I broke it while I was painting the house.
That's too bad. How did it happen?
I slipped while I was climbing the ladder. Question. What happened to Brian while climbing the ladder?
What happened to your arm, Brian?
Oh, I broke it while I was painting the house.
That's too bad. How did it happen?
I slipped while I was climbing the ladder. Question. What happened to Brian while climbing the ladder? Number 22.
Hi, how was your holiday?
It was great, except the weather was not very good.
You mean you didn't go swimming in the sea?
No, I had to stay in the hotel for one day. Question. Why did the man stay at the hotel?
Hi, how was your holiday?
It was great, except the weather was not very good.
You mean you didn't go swimming in the sea?
No, I had to stay in the hotel for one day. Question. Why did the man stay at the hotel? Number 23.
How long have you been in Tokyo, Jim?
For nearly 2 weeks.
And are you enjoying it?
Yes, very much. Question. How long has Jim stayed in Tokyo?
How long have you been in Tokyo, Jim?
For nearly 2 weeks.
And are you enjoying it?
Yes, very much. Question. How long has Jim stayed in Tokyo? Number 24. Would you like to go to a movie tonight?
Sure. What's on?
Well, Toy Story 4 is on at Kay's Cinema.
Oh, I've seen it already.
Question. What is the woman most likely to do? Would you like to go to a movie tonight?
Sure. What's on?
Well, Toy Story 4 is on at Kay's Cinema.
Oh, I've seen it already.
Question. What is the woman most likely to do? Number 25. That potato salad was delicious. How do you make it?
Oh, it's very easy. Do you want to write it down?
Yes, I will.
First of all, you need about 6 cooked potatoes.
Question. What is the man interested in? That potato salad was delicious. How do you make it?
Oh, it's very easy. Do you want to write it down?
Yes, I will.
First of all, you need about 6 cooked potatoes.
Question. What is the man interested in? Number 26.
I can't find my purse. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
I've looked everywhere for it. I must have left it somewhere.
I hope you haven't lost it. Question. What seems to be the problem with the woman?
I can't find my purse. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
I've looked everywhere for it. I must have left it somewhere.
I hope you haven't lost it. Question. What seems to be the problem with the woman? Number 27.
Take a square piece of paper.
Yes.
Now draw a small circle in the top left-hand corner.
Yes, I've done that. Question. What is the man doing?
Take a square piece of paper.
Yes.
Now draw a small circle in the top left-hand corner.
Yes, I've done that. Question. What is the man doing? Number 28.
Are you going to town?
Yes. Do you need anything?
Yes. Would you post the parcel on the table for me, please?
All right. Question. Where is the man most likely to drop by in town?
Are you going to town?
Yes. Do you need anything?
Yes. Would you post the parcel on the table for me, please?
All right. Question. Where is the man most likely to drop by in town? Number 29.
Look, Jim. This is a photo of my family.
Is that your sister? She's pretty. How old is she?
18. She's 2 years older than me.
She's taller than you, Nancy. Question. Which of the following is true of Nancy?
Look, Jim. This is a photo of my family.
Is that your sister? She's pretty. How old is she?
18. She's 2 years older than me.
She's taller than you, Nancy. Question. Which of the following is true of Nancy? Number 30. How many foreign languages can you speak?
2. English and French.
And how well can you speak English?
English was my best subject at school. I can speak it pretty well.
Question. How well can the woman speak English? How many foreign languages can you speak?
2. English and French.
And how well can you speak English?
English was my best subject at school. I can speak it pretty well.
Question. How well can the woman speak English?
A, B, C を聞きなさい。英文は2回読まれます。A 次の歯科医院での体験について述べた文を聞いて、31から33の質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、それぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。
Listen. Dentists always ask questions when it is impossible to answer. My dentist had just pulled out one of my teeth and had told me to rest for a while. I tried to say something, but my mouth was full of cotton. He knew I collected birds' eggs and asked me whether my collection was growing. I nodded and made strange noises. Meanwhile, my tongue was busy searching out the hole where the tooth had been. I felt worried, but couldn't say anything. When he at last removed the cotton from my mouth, I was able to tell him that he had pulled out the wrong tooth. Listen again. Dentists always ask questions when it is impossible to answer. My dentist had just pulled out one of my teeth and had told me to rest for a while. I tried to say something, but my mouth was full of cotton. He knew I collected birds' eggs and asked me whether my collection was growing. I nodded and made strange noises. Meanwhile, my tongue was busy searching out the hole where the tooth had been. I felt worried, but couldn't say anything. When he at last removed the cotton from my mouth, I was able to tell him that he had pulled out the wrong tooth.
B. 次のカレンが友達に送ったメッセージを聞いて、34から36の質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、それぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。
Listen.
All the arrangements for my trip to Tokyo are now complete. I'm leaving for Tokyo on May 6th.I'm going to stay at the Grand Palace Hotel. My program for Tokyo looks interesting. I'm going to be there for 3 days altogether. On my first day, I'm going to take a bus tour of Tokyo. The next day, I'm going to meet you and do some shopping in the Ginza District in the morning, go to the National Museum in the afternoon, and see a kabuki performance in the evening with you.On the last day, I'm taking a day trip by bus to Mount Fuji. It sounds like a wonderful holiday, doesn't it? I'm looking forward to seeing you in Tokyo, too. Kind regards, Karen.
Listen again.
All the arrangements for my trip to Tokyo are now complete. I'm leaving for Tokyo on May 6th. I'm going to stay at the Grand Palace Hotel. My program for Tokyo looks interesting. I'm going to be there for 3 days altogether. On my first day, I'm going to take a bus tour of Tokyo.The next day, I'm going to meet you and do some shopping in the Ginza District in the morning, go to the National Museum in the afternoon, and see a kabuki performance in the evening with you. On the last day, I'm taking a day trip by bus to Mount Fuji. It sounds like a wonderful holiday, doesn't it? I'm looking forward to seeing you in Tokyo, too. Kind regards, Karen.
C. 次の少年と母についての話を聞いて、37から40の質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、それぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。
Listen. A young boy did not live too far from school, so he used to walk there and back every day. On his way to school,He passed a playground which used to get very wet when it rained. One day the boy came home very wet. His mother became angry and said, "Don't play in the water on your way home from school." The next day, he came home very wet again, and his mother became even angrier. "I'll tell your father if you come home wet again," she said, "and then he'll punish you."The next day, the young boy was dry when he came home from school. "You were a good boy today," his mother said. "You didn't play in the water."
"No," he answered sadly. "There were so many older boys in the water when I got there this afternoon that there wasn't any more room for me at all."
Listen again. A young boy did not live too far from school, so he used to walk there and back every day. On his way to school, he passed a playground which used to get very wet when it rained. One day, the boy came home very wet. His mother became angry and said, "Don't play in the water on your way home from school." The next day, he came home very wet again, and his mother became even angrier. "I'll tell your father if you come home wet again," she said, "and then he'll punish you." The next day, the young boy was dry when he came home from school. "You were a good boy today," his mother said. "You didn't play in the water."
"No," he answered sadly. "There were so many older boys in the water when I got there this afternoon that there wasn't any more room for me at all."